ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्ट प्रायशो अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैस्तिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर Chapter 23, Maharaj Prithu's going back home. Text 35. Danyam Yashasyam Ayusyam Swargyam Kali Mala Apaham Dharma Artha Kama मोक्षानं सम्यक् सिद्धिं अभीप्सुभिः श्रद्धया एतद् अनुश्राव्यं चतुर्णां कारणं परम्। धन्यं यशस्यं आयुष्यं धन्यं यशस्यं आयुष्यं स्वर्ग्यं कलिमलापहम् स्वर्ग्यं कलिमलापहम् धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षानं धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षानं सम्यक् सिद्धिम् अभीप्सुभिः सम्यक् सिद्धिम् अभीप्सुभिः श्रद्धायैतदनुश्रव्यम् श्रद्धायैतदनुश्राव्यं चतुर्णां कारणं परम् चतुर्णां कारणं परम्। धन्यं यशस्यं आयुष्यं स्वर्ग्यं कलिमलापहम् धर्मार्थकाममोक्षानां सम्यक् सिद्धिम् अभीप्सुभिः श्रद्धायैतरनुश्रव्यं चतुर्णां कारणं परम्। धन्यं यशस्यम् आयुष्यम् स्वर्गं कलिमलापहम् धर्मार्थकाममोक्षानां सम्यक् सिद्धिमभीप्सुभिः श्रद्धयैतरनुश्राव्यं चतुर्णां कारणं परम्। धन्यं यशस्यम् आयुष्यम् स्वर्ग्यं कलिमलापहम् धर्मार्थकाममोक्षानां सम्यक् सिद्धिम् अभीप्सुभिः। śraddhāyaitaranuśrāvyam caturnām kāraṇam param. Ayus danyām yāśasyam āyusyam svargyam kalimalāpaham dharmārtha kāma mokṣānām samyak siddhim abhipsubhihi. Śraddhāyaitad anusravyam caturnām kāraṇam param danyām yāśasyam āyusyam svargyam kalimalāpaham dharmārtha kāma mokṣānām samyak siddhim abhipsubhihi. Śraddhāyaitaranuśrāvyam caturnām kāraṇam param. Madhas. Danyām yaśasyam āyusyam svargyam kalimalāpaham dharmārtha kāma mokṣānām samyak siddhim abhipsubhihi. Śraddhāyaitaranuśrāvyam caturnām kāraṇam param. Danyam yaśasyam āyusyam svargyam kalimalāpaham dharmārtha kāma mokṣānām samyak siddhim abhipsubhihi. Śraddhāyaitaranuśrāvyam caturnām kāraṇam param danyam, the source of riches, yaśasyam, the source of reputation, āyusyam, the source of an increased span of life, svargyam, the source of elevation to the heavenly planets, kali, of the age of kali, mala apaham, decreasing the contamination, dharma, religion, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, mokshanam, of liberation, samyak, completely, siddhim, perfection, abhipsubhihi, by those desiring, śraddhāya, with great respect, etad, this narration, anusrāvyam, must one hear, caturnām, of the four, kāraṇam, cause, param, ultimate. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: by hearing the narration of Prithu Maharaj, one can become great, increase his duration of life, gain promotion to the heavenly planets, and counteract the contaminations of this age of Kali. In addition, one can promote the causes of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Therefore, from all sides, it is advisable for a materialistic person who is interested in such things to read and hear the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj. Please repeat, by hearing the narration of Prithu Maharaj, one can become great, increase his duration of life, gain promotion to the heavenly planets, and counteract the contaminations of this age of Kali. In addition, one can promote the causes of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Therefore, from all sides, it is advisable for a materialistic person who is interested in such things to read and hear the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj. Purport. By reading and hearing the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj, one naturally becomes a devotee. And as soon as one becomes a devotee, his material desires automatically become fulfilled. Therefore, it is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10, Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena jajata purusham param. If a person wants to return home back to Godhead, or wants to become a pure devotee, akama, or wants some material prosperity, sakama, or sarvakama, or wants to merge into the existence of the supreme Brahman effulgence, moksha kama, he is recommended to take to the path of devotional service and hear and chant of Lord Vishnu or of his devotee. This is the sum and substance of all Vedic literatures. Vedaischa sarvayaham eva vedaya. Bhagavad Gita 15.15. The purpose of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna and his devotees. Whenever we speak of Krishna, we refer to his devotees also, for he is not alone. He is never nirvisesha or sunya, without variety or zero. Krishna is full of variety, and as soon as Krishna is present, there cannot be any question of void. Omagyanatam randasya jananjana shalaka chakshusan miritamena tasmai shri guruve namaha mukam garati vachalam pangum langete girim yatkipatamam mandi shri gurum dhyanataranam paramanandamadam shri chaitanya ishvam shri krishna chaitanya nityananda sahodita gododaya pushpanta chitra sandho tamonudho. Danyam yashasyam ayusyam svargyam kalimalapaham dharmartakama mokshanam samyak siddhim avipsubhi shraddhayaitaranusravyam chaturnam karanam param. By hearing the narration of Prithu Maharaj, one can become great, increase his duration of life, gain promotion to the heavenly planets, and counteract the contaminations of this age of Kali. In addition, one can promote the causes of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Therefore, from all sides, it is advisable for a materialistic person who is interested in such things to read and hear the narrations of the life and character of Prithu Maharaj. So, we are still continuing with the blessings or the benedictions, Shruti Phala, by Maitreya Muni And so this is another aspect of what else you can get. And again, we should understand that primarily this is to attract the devotees or people who are more materialistic, so that at least they will touch the Srimad Bhagavatam, read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and in so doing, they get some devotion to Krishna and his devotees. And thereby, they will become fortunate souls. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada brings about this verse, Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena yajate purusham param. If you don't have any desire but desire to serve Krishna, or you have so much desire, so many things you want, or you want liberation, one with good intelligence will worship, or even without good intelligence should worship the Supreme Personality of God, because he can give everything. So this is in the second canto, and Sukadeva Goswami actually says this to Parikshit Maharaj, and it's in the same context, where he says, if you want a good wife, you worship Uma, Lord Shiva, Surya for being disease-free, etc., etc. Almost identical, actually, in that sense. And Sukadeva Goswami recommends, even if you want material things, it's still best to worship Krishna. When we read the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that when people have materialistic desires, they approach the demigods. Kama istate rite janaha, right? So he says they approach these demigods for, but he says rita janaha, means they are, rita janaha, means they are temporary. They are not really something that an intelligent person would approach. Why would anyone want something temporary? If you have the opportunity to get something more permanent, why would you want something temporary, right? Nowadays, that's what's happening in society, right? A lot of people lose their jobs, and then the companies will say, we'll give you some contract, 3-month contract, 6-month contract, isn't that? And the poor soul is suffering, you know? And yet, they are bound due to circumstances, and they think, oh, at least I've got something, right? Half a loaf is better than none. So they go after this, Hare Krishna. When you chant next time, use your hand to cover your nose like that, you know? That way you don't spread the disease. That way you don't contaminate the water that the speaker is going to drink. Right? How do you do it next time? Yes, yeah, yeah. So that way you will not contaminate. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, yeah, what is the if you approach someone, right, and you ask them, what is your ultimate desire, right? What would they say? They will say so many things. There's no such thing as they have only one ultimate desire, you know. You can ask a devotee and you say, what is your ultimate desire? Mostly they will say, go back to Godhead, Krishna Prema, like that. But whether they truly endeavor to get that is another question. But if you look at a materialistic person, they have so many desires. Oh, you know, I'd like to have a good big house and a big yacht at the back with Barbie, you know, so I can do my stuff, right? That's how they will they talk like that, you know. Yeah, stretch me leg out and watch the footy, mate, you know. So they like to do all those kind of things, and that's their level of appreciating the desires they have. Yeah? And so Srila Prabhupada says they have so many desires like that. So therefore, such personalities, we can say they are sarva kamas or kamaha, sarva kamaha or sarva kamis, you can say like that. But You can have so many desires, but your desires is going to be unfulfilled because sooner or later you are going to die. So you can have so many desires, but it's never going to be fulfilled. So Prabhupada says it's ridiculous to keep desiring temporary things. An intelligent person will have good understanding of that, why can't I live permanently? In one sense you can say both Ravana and Hiranyakashipu got it somewhat correct, you know, so because they wanted to live forever. But they could not connect it with the Supreme Person. That they could not understand that long life or permanent existence can only be granted by Krishna. Now, mukti can only be granted by Mukunda. He's the giver of liberation. But permanent situation, existing permanently, is in the realm of spirituality. And that is Krishna's domain. So when we want something permanent, then we have to approach Krishna for permanency like that. But that is a problem because more often than not, 90% of the population that we see or we meet, they are all into wanting something immediate, you know, because they are all suffering, great suffering. Bahamavadagni nirvapunam, we chant Bahamavaga agni. So great fire, material life is like that, it's burning. You know, the existence is like having a fever. You got to get relief. So people go out to work to get relief from the suffering which is otherwise imposed by the government, sanction, taxation, so many things. I was shocked this time when I came through Australia in the airport. The parking for 30 minutes like $16, $20, meaningless. It's ridiculous, you know. You know, it's just ridiculous. It doesn't make sense at all, you know. But, you know, but people have become so numb to all these increases in prices, they don't say anything. They think it's okay, you know. That is all right. It's not. But it's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense at all, you know. For half an hour you pay, you know, so much. How many people earn $16 or $30 an hour, you know, how many, right? If you think about that, such cost of living is tremendously high in Australia. And then they wonder why everyone is not happy, you know, right? You artificially raise the standard of lifestyle and then the poor folks who cannot afford it, you know, they suffer. And when they suffer, when poverty takes place, people suffer. And it's because of poverty a lot of problems arise in society, right? They don't have that, so they try to get it some way. So they say, by hook or by crook. So they'd all turn into crooks, you know. Yeah, so they break the car, they steal something, they come, you know. So you become a society of plunderers. And you are afraid. The common folks are afraid, so they lock the doors, you know. When I was here in the early 1980-81, the Australians would have open doors, you know. You can just walk in and walk out, nobody says anything like that. But now everyone has gate, fence, peephole, you know, what is that? CCTVs, right? And then if you go knocking, you better be careful because the guy at the other side could have a shotgun, right? You want to do book distribution, you have to say, Narasingadev, you know, I'm doing it for you, you know. Truly you surrender at that time, you know. Or you face the barrel, you know, okay, get out from here, you know, like that. I remember even in the 90s when we were doing books here, you know, we went to one apartment and then we were knocking from door to door. And in one place the guy was totally drunk. So then when we were, you know, still we tried to push the books. He got so angry he took the, you know, the, what is that? Machete, yeah. So he started chasing us, he all started running. Obviously he was drunk, he fell down and then he's like, foaming in the mouth. And then we just chanted Narasimha praise and went to the next building. But that's how it was, you know. So things just get worse, and in all these situations, people just don't know that they can end such existence, such difficult lifestyles. They can't see that. And here, Maitreya Muni is telling the readers that, you know, you should keep reading the Bhagavatam, or at least Prithu Maharaj, because you'll get all this relief. You know, you don't have to worry about your life, you don't have to worry about afterlife, you know. We can support you. Krishna can support anything. As devotees, we should know about creation. The whole material creation is actually created by the Lord Himself, right? He comes as the Purusha avatars, and then He creates for our existence. So why He can't provide us anything else? That understanding should be there. He can give us anything we want. So how is that done? That is done through our connection with Him. So in the purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam on the second canto, Srila Prabhupada says that that one should actually, in the paragraph you read, one should learn to connect or relate with Krishna, which means we need to know the sambandha aspect. What is my position? What's His position? Why is He the Supreme Lord? Why am I, you know, suffering the threefold miseries like that? You know, what is the difference? That contextual thinking should be in all of our minds. As practicing devotees, we shouldn't think I am initiated and now it's home free. You know, just like the, you know, cricket or whatever. You know, or no, what is the other game? Baseball, yeah, you hit, now a home run, I can go, you know, nobody is going to touch me. It's not like that, you know. One should learn to relate to Krishna and find out what gives, what makes Him want to bless us to go back to Godhead. And therefore it's very important. Otherwise, all of us will be wondering how to increase my life, you know, right? Oh, I'm sick now. I'm 80 years old, I'm 70, I'm 60, yeah? All of us, we will worry. Every little sickness we are thinking, is this it? is it going to end me this time? Am I going to die? Or is there something worse? Is this the tip of the iceberg? Right? And then we are worried. Interestingly, here it says, gain promotion to the heavenly planets. One time, His Holiness Hanumat Prasad Swami was speaking in our class, and he said, Prabhupada at one time told, you know, that most of his disciples will go to the heavenly planets. So everyone is like shocked. Why? Because they're just doing the routine, you know, following. That means if you follow the four regulatory principles and be a vegetarian, you are just doing more of goodness. But if you don't take the concern for helping others and to go out and preach, then you are no different than a person in the mode of goodness. You are living a good lifestyle and you are happy. You know, right? Everything is good. Krishna is taking care. Ra ra, Haribol. You know, but that doesn't give you love of Godhead. Love of Godhead is not a cheap thing. It's a very, very expensive thing to buy. You know, if you go to the shopping mall, the cheap things are there. You know, they even will give you. You buy one, will give you one free, like that. You know, but when you buy diamonds, nobody give you a free diamond. You know, you never, unless there's something wrong with the diamond, or it's an artificial stone or glass stones. You know, so it's very rare. So much so, we see that when Dhruva Maharaj, he is a Sakama, right? So he goes, he gets angry with his mother-in-law, stepmother, stepmother, and then he goes to the forest to worship under the advice of his mother. He goes to the forest, and then he wants to get universe or a planetary system far superior than his grandfather, Lord Brahma. Right? He wants that. But that's Sakami. Sakami. And so you can see, even at that stage, you know, a person without knowledge, Narada Muni comes and tells him, just, you know, why are you a little boy? Don't do this. Go home, you know. And he shows his kshatriya, the warrior's determination, and he says, no. At 5 years of old, he has so much determination. So Narada Muni was impressed. But of course, Narada Muni was sent by the Lord himself, because the dynasty of Dhruva Maharaj have amazing quality of personalities who have the affinity to love Godhead. So he came to test the boy, and then he gave him the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So the same thing, Sarva Kama also, Yajate Purusham Param. So he worships the Lord, not understanding clearly what it is, but then the Lord comes and says, okay, what boon do you want? You ask for it, you know. Then he realizes, you know, because the Lord touches him, and then he gets purified sufficiently to understand that what he was craving for was ridiculous. He said, I asked for a glass stone when I can see the gem, the owner of the gem is standing in front of me, you know. So the appreciation is that, from our point of view, is that we shouldn't be pursuing in this life for temporary things. We should clearly understand this is not what we are. Like for example, all of you have taken up this process to some extent. How often do you think that you want to go back to Godhead? Yes, so some people say they every day, but what are the activities you do to show that you're thinking of going back to Godhead like that? Yes, but how are you chanting? No, that's not it. It's in the heart. You know, simply reciting, like Prabhupada said, the parrot can recite. He say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that at time of that, he goes, and he falls. Prabhupada even makes the noise. He said, imitation is not what we want. It's like I said, the sambandha must exist. The understanding of why I'm relating to the Supreme Personality of Godhead must make sense. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Then he doesn't have a relationship with you, and you have no understanding of why you're performing bhakti yoga. Right? Otherwise, it's mode of goodness. We are all very good people. We do good, that's about it. No, the intent should develop in the heart. The inkling, the hankering to go back, to serve eternally with the Lord and His devotees should awaken in our hearts. And once you feel that, then you will give to everybody willingly, or wanting to give everyone. So that is so important. Otherwise, we all, in one form or another, we will be going after the four arthas. Correct? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. We, in sort of ways, we will only go for those things. But we don't need those things. They are temporary. Mahaprabhu says, beyond these four artha, he says, prema, pumartha, mahan. He says, that is the goal of human existence. That is what we should be thinking every day. Now, if you start thinking like that, then you'll see, you'll change your lifestyles. You will. You'll adjust your life differently. But if you don't think like that, then you'll lead normal karmi life, so to speak. You know. Right? That's what you do. You say, oh, I'm paying my tax, I'm doing this, I'm going to the temple, I'm chanting my 16 rounds, I am scot-free now. You know. I'm doing good. Right? But that's not it, you know, it's not enough actually. Krishna wants more. He wants us. He doesn't want, oh, you're doing everything fine. It's more than that. For people who are not at that level, yes, we can read the stories and narrations of Prithu Maharaj and all those wonderful things. Yeah, so they get attracted to this. So they will start reading at least the Bhagavatam. This is Amala Puranam. So whoever reads it will be purified sufficiently. If not now, they will be sufficiently purified in due course of time. It happens. The potency of the Bhagavatam is so powerful. We shouldn't take it for granted, right? There's a pastime where in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, one of his pastimes, where people were worshipping some tree, right? Banana tree or something like that. And then he found out there was a ghost haunting the tree. So he hired a local brahmana. He said, go under the tree, sit down and read the Bhagavatam for 7 days like that. So after 7 days, the ghost flew away. Chum. Cannot handle it. Yeah, it's too pure. One is wondering, you know, is the ghost liberated? Possibly, because of the potency of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's another story, it's a Gokarna. Have you heard of Gokarna's pastime? Yeah, so a person who was born, anyway, that's a long, long story. Anyway, he also delivers his brother who becomes a ghost and haunts the house. And he recites and his brother gets liberated. And then all the village people were there sitting and listening to the katha for 7 days. And they all saw from Vaikuntha the aeroplane comes and then his brother goes up. So then they were asking, why we are not liberated? We are also listening. Then Gokarna was explaining to them, because you all didn't have faith in sufficient faith. Yeah. Yeah. So simply thinking that, oh, I am part of this, I'm doing this. There is benefit, definitely. Yeah, there is benefit. Your activities, your determination to practice nicely, all that will increase your nature, your consciousness, the purity, and it brings you closer and closer to Godhead, for sure. But it's a question of time. But why do we want to drag it? You know, so Prabhupada said, don't come back. One of the things he told was, don't come back. He said, work, shoot for the rhinoceros. That means try your best to go back this lifetime. How do you do that? Preach, speak to people. Even among devotees who have lost faith, you go and help them, give them faith in Krishna. Like that, Krishna in the heart will become so pleased with you that at the time of death, he will say, don't worry about all the other things. I want you to come back, you know. Like that, you know. So then we know we have connected with the Lord. Like, we've become His servants because we care for other personalities like that. Otherwise, you know, you look at this, you know, moksha kama. There are people who sarva kama, and then you have yogis who want mystic power. You know, right? They all want something, you know, otherwise they won't do those worship. So Mahaprabhu says, you know, Krishna Bhakta Niskama Ateva Shanta Mukti Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Ateva Shakale Ashanta. Thank you. Shakale Ashanta. They can never be peaceful. Those who are chasing material things in this world, you can never be peaceful. It's not possible to be peaceful. Only a pure devotee is peaceful because he uses everything in the service of Krishna. Therefore, it doesn't affect his consciousness. You must understand that whatever we do within this material world, it affects our consciousness to one degree or another, favorable or unfavorable. Anything we interact, we shake a person's hand, we say hi, or we do some interaction, there is exchanges of karma and many other things that happens. Forces of nature is always acting on us. So we have to be at a very high level of consciousness. And to that extent, we have to practice sadhana bhakti. Huh? So therefore, sambandha is how we have to know the relationship. And then to ensure that that is going to be tangible enough, the practice must make sense. So that is the abhideya aspect, which Srila Prabhupada points out. And then finally, when we make sure that we perfect the abhideya aspect, the practice aspect, you get the prayojana, the goal. And the goal is to go back to Godhead. We all want that, but we cannot just give lip service, Prabhupada says. No? Sometimes we give lip service. We don't want to just say, oh yeah, I want to go back to God. We should always think, have I done sufficient for today. At the end of the day, when you retire, when you go back to bed, you sit down and ask, have I done enough Krishna conscious activity? It's a challenging thing for each and every one of us. You know, you can have your own journal, you know, each of you, and write down whatever you do, and then you see how Krishna conscious you are. Isn't it? It's a shocker for you also. Oh man, keep the journal, hide it. I don't want others to do. But it's a revelation. It's a revelation. It shows you that there's so much more you can do. It reveals to you. Yeah. So it's important for us to practice like that. Otherwise, we will not speak of Krishna, we will not speak of his devotees, you know. Just like, how many of you have read the Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita? A few of you? Yeah. The rest of you, why haven't you read his Leelamrita? You should read, because it glorifies Srila Prabhupada. And it's the same as reading Prithu Maharaj. If you read Prabhupada's Leela, it's still Chaitanya Leela. It's connected to Lord Chaitanya. And so when you read that, you also will get so much benefit from that. Lots of benefit. It makes you want to serve Prabhupada more. And you appreciate what he has gone through. And then your understanding of the scripture becomes more meaningful as you read the Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada's purpose will make more sense. You know? You know. It becomes alive. It reaches out to you. It grabs your intelligence. And then you know, wow, this is what it is. Vedescha sarve aham eva veda. Then you know the purpose. Then you know the purpose. This is what it is. Srila Prabhupada is making sense. I now understand why I'm doing all these things. Because ultimately, this is our goal. Huh? Goloka. If not Goloka, Navadvip. Or both places. But that's what we want to do. Otherwise, we will dwell and dally in these temporary things of dharma, artha, kama. And then in doing so, we will commit some problems, some sinful activities. It can happen. We know, yeshantu antagata papam jananam punya karmana te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante maam dhritavrataha. The sinful reaction shouldn't be there anymore to take up seriously. And if you find that you are taking up seriously, there's only two things. Either you're committing sin or you're committing offenses to the holy name. So we can see also in the pastime of King Nirga. If you look at it, he didn't really do anything wrong. From his point, he was really trying his best to perform karmakanda activities as best as he can. But as you can see, the fallacy in thinking karmakanda activities are okay is revealed to us. Why? Because unknowingly to him, one of the cows, one of the 10,000 cows, went back to the king's cowshed, and then the king re-gifted it to the to another brahmana. Now, in modern society, re-gifting is a great thing, you know. But in Vedic times, no such thing as a re-gift. Once a brahmana is there, it is considered sinful. So you have to undergo. Even though you didn't do it on purpose, it is sinful. So the king was forced. He was cursed by both the brahmanas. One refused to take it back. The other one says, no, you took it back. You know? So he had no choice but to accept the curse. And therefore he suffered. But fortunately for him, Krishna saved him. But for us, who is going to come? So we have to not think that, you know, we will be like King Nirga, all of us. You know, we cannot depend on that, you know. Cross our fingers and hope to die and go back to Godhead. It's not going to happen like that, you know. We have to make sure that everything we do our best. And then leave the rest to Krishna and the devotees. Always serve devotees favorably, always show affection, kindness, then they will pray for us. The devotees' prayers are very powerful. Don't think you on your own, you can go back to Godhead. No. Remember, Durvasa Muni went all the way to Vaikuntha. But he couldn't stay there. He had to come back. Right? One would think, right, I go to Vaikuntha, I must be liberated. Yeah, he was liberated, but he didn't get love of Godhead. So he had to come back. So it is very important when we read Srila Prabhupada's purports to understand that he wants us to actually take this process seriously. Yeah? And then give others also. Make others also become serious devotees and appreciate. And you find that when you are a devotee, you have more loving friends actually. Yeah? It's true. If you don't, then you have a problem, you know. Then go and analyze why you don't have loving friends. You know? You find that they are the best friends because they are your well-wishers. The materialists may be very nice and so on, but they cannot do anything for you. Right? The most they can, you know, support you in some material things. But the people who really care for you spiritually are the devotees. When you're dying, they will all come and at least chant for you, Hare Krishna. Right? Devotees, when they find out, they'll go and do it. They'll say, no, we have to go. And they'll have kirtan 24 hours, you know. So we all did that. When one of my god sisters was dying, we went and we chanted for them. Yeah, like that, you know. No hesitation, you know. Even if we may have differences of opinions, but when it came to that situation, no hesitation, no. We should make sure they are happy when they are giving up their body at that time. So we were all intensely, you know, we were worshipping and praying like that for their welfare. So a community of devotees is very important, and among yourselves, you all should try to help each other, pray for each other, look forward to seeing one another, be happy, you know. The six loving exchanges, Srila Prabhupada says, dadati pratigranaanti, that should be practiced in every Krishna conscious society. He says, I formed this society for that, really, you know. So that when you go somewhere distributing books, you do your best, you are looking forward to coming back because you get so much relief and love and friendship here. And then you can get to see the deities. And the deities, you can see they are so happy because you are serving them like that. So that consciousness we have to develop. It may take some time, but if we are all serious about it, even one or two devotees who are serious, others will become infected with that kind of consciousness. And then you can raise the consciousness, right? Together as a community, you raise the consciousness. Not just one guy, and then he thinks he's liberated. Forget it, no? That's not Prabhupada's system, you know? We want everyone to go back to Godhead. Yeah? Just like Vasudev Datta, right? When Mahaprabhu said in his Mahaprakash Leela, he says, what do you want? I want everyone's sin. I want to take so that they can go back. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, wow, okay. And then everyone in the planet got liberated and they went back to Godhead. And then after that, all the another bunch of lost souls came. Hello? All of us, in one sense. Yeah. So our society is very important for this. We have to team up together, pray for each other, wish one another well, good fortune. Otherwise, you will see one devotee maybe pursuing something, you know he's a good person, but then he's entangled in something, material things. And then since you have no relation, you don't know how to help them, right? You're like, oh, you know, okay, you know. But if you have relation, you can sit and talk, how are you, Prabhu, what is happening, and so on. Then you can either encourage them or discourage them according to the situation. I remember one time one of my godbrothers, he called me and said, you know, I want to go back to university, you know. He had a kid already, two kids. And I said, why? Why you want to waste your time? He said, no, I want to go. I really have to go and do my PhD, you know. I said, what's the point? You know, PhD is just useless, just another degree. Then, in discussion, finally he revealed his heart. Well, you know, my sister is doing PhD, you know. So he had a competitive nature, and so he had a desire. And I asked him, is it so strong that you have to do it? He said, yeah, I cannot, I'm thinking about it almost for the whole day, you know. So then I realized it's a deep thing in the heart. So I said, all right, go and do your PhD. So after 3 years, he finished PhD, he doesn't even talk about it now. Yeah, like that. And there's another devotee who wanted to, who earned good money, so he was like saying, you know, I'm going to buy, you know, a BMW. So I was saying, why? You just need a Toyota, you know. It's as good a car as a BMW, right? I said, no, you know, I always had this desire. So when you, after talking, you can understand how strong the inclination is. Then I said, if you really want it, then buy it, you know. So the person bought it, you know, $100 over $1,000, you know. Bought the, and then for 1 year the person drove, and then one day I saw he wasn't driving. Then I said, what happened? Oh, you know, I just realized I don't need it. Yeah, because the it got purified, you know. So similarly, sometimes Krishna will give you certain material things, you know. Or sometimes he'll take away the material thing. What is that verse? Yashaham anugranami harisye taddanam shane tato janam tyajate asya swajana dukha dukitaha. Right? Srila Prabhupada remembers this verse in the marketplace when the cow gored him in the when he was distributing BTG. And then he was thinking of this verse, he said, you know. At that time Srila Prabhupada was thinking, why did I even take sannyas? Prabhupada says that he was thinking, why I took sannyas, what am I doing in this place? But then the verse, he was thinking, maybe this is Krishna's mercy also, that when he favors a devotee, when Krishna favors, nobody can touch him. Right? Yare deka, what is that? Rake Krishna mareke, mare Krishna rakeke. So when Krishna wants to give you hell, nobody can stop it. And when Krishna wants to give you everything, nobody can, you don't even have enough hands to take it like that. So harishye tad dhanam shane. So when he feels, Hari feels that you are being hampered by your relation, by your wealth, he takes away all those things. By taking away, your friends and relatives will say, sayonara, goodbye, you know, I don't want to have your relation, you are just a poor man, you have lost everything. So he, Prabhupada was reflecting that in his life, that he had a big business, everything started going away, and his friends, his family, everyone left him. So he felt that's how it is. Then later on, you know, he quoted that verse to show that when Krishna truly wants to help his devotee who is too much attached to material things, he takes away the material things. And then you are bereft. So you have no one but Krishna to turn to. Right? So you come running, hey, Vallabha, you took everything, now what to do? Then you surrender with your heart. And then you see Krishna will give you other things. So Prabhupada later on relates, now I have so many children, I have so many property, and he starts laughing, you know. When he tried materially, it didn't work, but as a spiritualist, Krishna was freely giving him. Namo Maha Vadanyaya. Yeah, like that. So anyway, I'll stop here. Comments, questions, corrections, please feel free to do. Yes, Mother. Not at the end of the life. Every day you should ask. Yeah. Is there any? Self-test? Keep a journal. Yeah, journal what you do every day. From this morning till the end of tonight, you write down all the activities. Then you see how many of them are Krishna conscious activity. Yeah, then you know. Mentally you won't remember. I didn't get it. Mentally? Oh, if you make progress, yeah, you will. Krishna is reciprocating in your heart. The Paramatma is there. You will feel joy in doing devotional service. It's an automatic thing, you know. When you do service and you feel happy, you know Krishna is happy with you. Yeah. Like if someone says, Mataji, please come, you know, nobody's here, cook for the deities, then you are like, oh man, you know, why me, you know. Then you go and you cook, then you don't feel happy. And then you don't even know if Krishna wants to accept this offering or not. Right? But if you feel, oh, this is such an amazing opportunity to serve, you know, Krishna is wanting me to cook today. Oh, Krishna, you're so kind. So you quickly run to cook for the deities. Then that is positive. That is good. Then at the end, you cook, you don't even want to eat because you are feeling so much happiness. Right? Have you felt like that after cooking a big feast and you want to go and serve people? And after serving everyone, you feel already satisfied. Then for the sake of association, you sit and eat something, you know. And maybe next day you'll have your plate to try and say, wow, this is pretty good. You relish it differently. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. No, that's a good question. Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. Not like that. You cannot at the risk of abandoning your family and duties. You know, just like Arjuna, you cannot just say like that. What I meant is, we are taking things too easy sometimes as devotees. So you need to also. Your risk should be, when, how often do you go with the book distributors, you know? Maybe you have 30 days of holidays, so maybe you take 1 week during December, go out with the devotees and give it for Krishna, like that. We don't think like that, because we think, oh, I got 30 days, I'll go to India and stay with my relatives and do nothing like that, you know. Yeah, it's happening among devotees. You see that, you know, the emphasis on social is higher than the emphasis on actually practicing. So those things should be balanced properly, you know. Unless you are thinking about it, you won't act on it. And if you think about it, then you'll approach senior devotees who have given their lives. You approach and ask them, how do you balance? How do you do this? You know? Then they'll give you some pointers, some direction, then you can take that and apply in your own life, in your own existence, you know? Right, so it's not like you have to live on the edge daily, but if you can, that's great, but not everyone can do that, you know? Not everyone. Even the most renowned person is thinking where he's going to get his next meal, you know? Only a devotee doesn't think like that. So, Krishna consciousness should be practiced in such a way that you don't feel pressure. But at the same time, you should put pressure on yourself, but not an external force putting pressure. You should think, I'm not giving enough for Krishna. Like that, you know. Like if you are here the whole year, and then you say, oh, sometimes I go and do this, sometimes. It's only just a little here and there. It's good. It's not that it's not good, but is it enough? You know, is it enough to make Krishna turn around and look at you? Right? So we have to think like that. Is it enough? Is it enough that the devotees appreciate? Is it enough my Guru Maharaj is appreciating? So all those are important. You know? Not just not take the extreme edge of it, but at least you should know, have I given enough? Yeah. Like that. Yeah, the sage, the introspective sage, you know. So that's how you should become. Think about it, you know. Always you think, you know, like any program you go, any maharajas who come, you should always ask, what is the lesson I have learned? What can I take from this? You know, can I use it, apply in my life like that? Yeah. Yeah. John. Yes, Mahatma.
Prabhu. Yesterday, listening to my tape of Prabhupada lecture, He says, don't try to satisfy your senses.
Yes.
Try to satisfy Lord Krishna's senses.
Yes.
Well,
in Bhagavad Gita, that's what is that verse? Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. Right? By the Lord is the owner of all the senses of all, the whole creation. We are all part and parcel of the Lord. So, and Srila Prabhupada gives the example of watering the tree also. So if you water the leaves, the tree is not so happy. But if you water the roots, the entire tree and all the leaves, everything is happy. So similarly, when you please Krishna, automatically the whole creation is very pleased in some form or fashion. Another example that is given in connection with that is when the Pandavas are in exile in the forest and Duryodhana sends Durvasa Muni and his 60,000 disciples to ask them for lunch after Draupadi has eaten from the Akshaya Patra, like that, you know. And of course she cries out, "Hey Govinda, what are we supposed to do?" And then he knocks on the door and she said, "You're here." He said, "Yes, you called me." And then she said, "This is my dilemma." He said, "Let me look at the pot." But she said, "I already washed it." He said, just let's look." Then sticking on the pot, some people say it was a tulsi leaf, others say it's just a spinach or whatever. So he takes that. As soon as he eats, the Durvasa Muni is taking bath and then all of a sudden he's feeling full. His stomach is, all his disciples like, "Gurudev, you know, we can't eat, you know." And then when Yudhishthira Maharaj sent them to take a bath, he sent Bhima, and Bhima had this big club and he's holding the club like that, you know. So Durvasa Muni looks at him and he says, "Hare, if we don't eat, he'll beat us up." So he told Bhima, "No, we have to go, something urgent," and so they all left like that. So pleasing the Lord's senses automatically pleases everyone else, yeah. Like that, yeah. Okay? Yes, Prabhuji.
You said that we have to ask each time whether we have the scripture, what did we learn?
Yeah, you should.
Most of the time, every mind is telling, and what we learn is just my impression all the time.
Yes.
That's the whole same lesson repeated in different father languages.
Yes, because, you know, The lesson or the information may be same, it's just that we tend to forget. Yeah. Yeah, so but we think we know already, and then we don't act on it properly. So when the Maharajas and devotees come and say, chant, we should say, how am I chanting? You know, is my chanting proper? Am I chanting in relation with Krishna, if I'm chanting in relation to my mind, like that? So there are many ways of understanding that. But it's a very healthy way to think, you know. Sometimes they will emphasize on chanting, sometimes they'll give you things about etiquette, about lifestyles and so on. So there's so many lessons to learn, yeah. Yeah. Okay, anything else? Otherwise, thank you once again for your kind attention. Grantara Srimad Bhavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.